Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So you've been responding all week long. What do people need in Haiti? Well, we've heard they need jobs already this hour, but what else?
My name is Charlie Florestal. I'm a Haitian American. What Haiti needs from the world right now, the only one thing Haiti needs is for the world to help end corruption in Haiti. Haiti is the most corrupted country in the world today.
My name is James. I'm calling from Pembroke Pines, Florida. What Haiti needs is education. As a first-generation Haitian American, the key to developing this nation is education.
My name is Regine Cambron with Baptist Health South Florida. We are the largest healthcare system in Florida. We are coordinating to assemble 1 million meals for Haiti.
Lots of clarity there from Floridians
specifics
about what happens in Florida and what Florida needs or Haiti needs.
You can get more of our Haiti coverage at our site, thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, you can catch up on a story we brought you yesterday. 2010 could be the tipping point when there will be more babies of color than white babies born in the United States. This sparked a lively discussion among our listeners. What you think about the labels of majority and minority? We got some racial zen from Frank in New York.
There's a lot of fear, a lot of envy, jealousy around race and majority-minority. And so it's very important to stay focused. And what I would say is, listen, we're the drops of one ocean and the leaves of one tree, and then mankind is one.
Jennifer in Salt Lake City, though, she wanted to get at the greater issue of racism. And she writes that while being colorblind may be a long-term goal, it's not how we currently live in this country. Jennifer says we live in a society that's mostly unconsciously biased by people's skin color. Until we all become aware of this and consciously make change, we're going to continue to allow our systems and institutions to perpetuate racism.
Lots of comments about that and other things at thetakeaway.org. You know how to reach us. Today's question, of course, is because of daylight savings time, what if you could expand the clock? What would you have more time for?
My name is Tony, and I'm driving across Iowa right now. And if I had an extra hour, I would spend it with my wife. Being the fact that I'm gone so much, I just miss to have the time with my wife.